Hello.
Oh.
You call your play in theater as a manifesto. Art is not just an entertainment, it's also an essential form of resistance.
It's part of the political life, art, because some speculation, very often use the speculation that politics and art is separately. But when I'm thinking about real art, if the art touch your heart or your head, it's politic. It's not touch your heart and your head. It's bad art. That is why I think just one difference. If artist, director, or not just artist, understand what they want to say or real, and how it's responsible for the what they mean. And I think not a lot of people who really thinking, artists, thinking about real responsibility, because now time, for me, now time so dangerous, so real, my feeling that all will destroy it very quickly, very quickly. If we not defend our future and resist against this destroying process, it's a little bit the same time as before the Second World War, when this brown wave, neo-fascism, neo-nazism around the world, in Europe, very serious, this movement, political movement, right radicals and left radicals, parties, Russia using very serious technology, manipulation and separation your society, fragmentation and separation society. It's, no, I don't know, maybe you know this technology methodology.
Yeah.
Shchedrovitsky, creator of this movement, philosophic and polytechnology, it's the middle of 20th century. And now Russia uses this technology methodology or reflectorny directing. I don't know exactly.
And what is the sense of this technology?
It's very simple. Because when I hear first time this, I think it's some conspirology, some Masons, some very strange story. But when I read real text, it's very easy. As director, I understand that it's very easy. They find trigger point in society or add some trigger points in society and systematically push in these triggers. No, very often. And main aim of this action is serious reaction. What happened when in society push in one point and trigger point? No, systematically. Normal people, most people feel that some stress because it's touch their some
inner thoughts.
Yes, and in this moment when you receive this emotional reaction, your head not walking, you walk with your emotion, and it's built some society with some bubbles around these triggers. And two things, systematically receives this action in your trigger. Another point, most of the news, it's bad news. Mm. No, bad news, because it's also clickbait and easy receive more people when you print or say some terrible news.
But we are calling this in Europe as a hybrid war or informational war?
It's manipulation war, because when I spoke with the special service in Ukraine, they said that the Russian this operation was a 100,000 people, citizen of Europe, not Russian people. It can be, and typically it's work with flag, not Russian flag. It can be patriotic flag or ecological flag. It can be different flags. when they organized this. After that, and it's not necessary to pay these people. It's some useful idiots. This term which created at the beginning 20th century, Lenin, useful idiots. Oh, you remember this story when Herbert Wells, Roman Roland, Leon Feitfanger visited the Soviet Union, say it's so fabulous, this romantic left idea, but at the same time it was Golodomor in Ukraine, Gulag in whole Soviet Union. But a lot of romantic ideas about left, ideas about communism, about so on, real working in Europe. And now it's continue, because all movement, for example, anti-colonialism, very often ecological movement. Mm. This left side society and just organize that society some different bubbles, information bubbles around this trigger. Mm. After that, what happened? At the same time, they work with right radicals and left radicals. Left radicals, it's more sentimental after KGB story. It's continue working. Right radicals, it started beginning of 21st century. Dugin, when he organized in St. Petersburg some congress of right radicals movement, European and whole the world. Now they pay little money, not a lot of money, but they give technology.
We talk in the beginning, when we analyze what is happening after war started in Ukraine, that many politologists said that Russia is a leading country in to export house. But your idea is that they're exporting exactly this manipulation.
Yes, manipulation.
Which is something else.
It's the same, yeah. But it's not the house. It's a real, very systematic work. And in this case, what happened? If normal people have not solution because they don't know what they can do next day, tomorrow, after tomorrow, next month, next year, and all news, bad news, push their trigger, and they won't receive some simple solution. Who proposed simple solution? Who?
You think this destruction in Europe starts really from Russia?
I think it's... Yes, but because right radicals, FD or Le Pen in France or now in Poland... Or
Germany.
FD in Germany. And so all countries maybe, Slovakia, Czechia, all countries, Romania... Yeah. It's 10 years ago, it was a marginal movement, political. It's have 2, 5, maximum 5%. Now it's the main power in political landscape. It's not happened without influence. And when everybody, right radicals, say, we understand Putin, we agree with Putin, we love Putin. Everybody. Trump said this. Le Pen said. FD said. Everybody say this, the same message. And also the same message say left radicals. That is why it's not something happened. Why? Because so quickly this process destroyed your society in West world, whole West world. And that is why my idea, if we real understand this situation and real a lot of things repeat what happened before the Second World War. That is why I think people who can think in, people who try to be responsible future, your country, your child, and so on, have a little bit wake up and thinking what we can do. Just question.
But it's only in Europe. But when we look, for example, to Ukraine or to Baltic states, we don't have such a strong right-wing movement here in compared to France or to in compared to Germany. Here works this differently.
Of course, different. You have some specific. Because you in your society, Baltic countries society, you have approximately 30%
Russian community.
Russian community. And I don't know how much exactly who real weight Putin and he who real have resentment. And my feeling when I walk in Riga, in central Riga, I feel a lot of people very aggressive. And I think it's very aggressive. And they are real. One time I ordered a taxi and the driver said to me, I speak typically English. He said, почему не на русском? I can Ukrainian. Mm-hmm. And he said, Рига была и будет русским городом. Mm-hmm. He not afraid to say. He say, and I understand that this resentment is very dangerous. 1 week ago, I read some analytic, and I understood that it's very serious. He said, this analytic Ukrainian said, if Putin or Russia want short and bright victory, just one possibility, it's Baltic countries. Because Russia cannot receive real, some success in Ukraine because it's hard, a lot of blood, and it's very slowly. But in Baltic countries, it's very easy.
We are NATO member. It's not so easy.
No, because when Trump said it's he don't want to defend Europe, this conflict means United States and I don't sure that five article of NATO is working. And it's a conception of Gerasimov, one of the military leaders of Russia, that it's not working process. And Europe troops, not enough, and weapons, not enough.
I hope it's working and very hard. But let's go back to this manipulation idea of you. You once also thought the art is only option how to find the tools against this manipulation, because we are working a lot with the media, in the public media content. But you think this art is more a more successful tool against this manipulation?
My idea. It's just my idea. Yeah. Yes, it's not. I have not just one solution. But if you directly working against manipulation, it's add influence of this manipulation. Because the main task, main aim of manipulation, receive more reaction. And your reaction against directly manipulation, it will be a reaction. You understand?
Yeah.
And that is why direct working against disinformation or some fact-checking or something, it's not working. It's real not working. It's give more power for this manipulation. My idea that you can receive some vaccination, when you receive this experience in art manipulation, after that you say, sorry, during 1 hour you receive this manipulation. And please, maybe be careful when next time hear and when next time feel that somebody pushing your trigger, your own trigger. Maybe it's not real. Maybe you have thinking and switch on your critical thinking. Another problem, another question, very serious for me, it's values. Values, yes. Because it's destroyed maybe in all world. And when I ask after our performance, we played more than 400 performances around the world, concerts and performances with group Dacha Bracha, Dacha Daughters.
Tiger Lily.
Tiger Lily is not my group, but we do together this performance. And sometimes we and often try to organize after the show some meeting with audience. And every time I ask one question, what about freedom? What is it? Because everybody say freedom, freedom, democracy. What does it mean? And it's very strange, but I maybe never received real understandable answer. What does it mean, freedom? Because somebody say, I can do what I want. Okay, it's a great idea, it's great. But if some guy around close you have gun, who more free, you or him? What the, it's also a question. I can say what I want. Okay, but if your enemy have 100,000 drones, no, fake with IE, they can create a lot of commands and so on. Your voice and thousand, no, fake voices. Where is true? How work with this? Because now in Ukraine we feel it's very serious story. Russia try because influence of this manipulation and disinformation, it's very serious.
But your synopsis of your play is you live in a free, independent country, but you don't know if you will still be living there tomorrow because you take your human rights and freedom of choice for granted and believe that your country protects them. But you are the state, you say, that everybody could build this own freedom. It's nothing to do with that what's happening in country.
You see, in our country, this existential question about freedom, it's very simple because in Ukraine...
You are in war, yeah.
Yeah, it's war around the freedom because everybody, you know, in the United States, you know, Trump asked, why you... resist if you have not enough money, people, weapons, and so on. Why you, without, he said, without cards, play this crazy game?
Yeah, but some journalists, like, we just, it was also this week that U.S. President Trump had a cell phone conversation with Russia President Putin, and some journalists describe what happening between Putin and Trump as a diplomatic theater, something that is just as a show, something that is not really happening. Do you view what are officially called peace talks or...
No, because Russia don't want peace. And their proposition in Istanbul, when, you know, this meeting in Istanbul, two times.
You agree that this is diplomatic theater?
It's not diplomatic theater. It's some fake. Because everybody, if you read proposition of Russia, it's not proposition about peaceful. It's proposition about capitulation. Mm. And for us, for Ukrainians, it's impossible. Because they say, okay, Kherson and Zaporizhia, military, you know, troops have go on, go out, but citizens of these cities, why, you know, what is it, occupied by Russia? Tonight they bombed Kharkov, killed a lot of people, destroyed a lot of buildings. Every night, it's real, very cynic. Because Trump, I think, my feeling, he's thinking, wow, he won't be Putin. Because Putin sit very comfortable, okay, a lot of people love him in United States, around the world, because he's strong, sexy.
No democracy, nothing.
But what is democracy? You see, it's because we real, when we say about democracy and freedom, a lot of people real forgot, because for me, democracy and the freedom, it's risk and responsibility.
But you decided to come back to Ukraine
after
3 years.
No, I very often visited, because at the beginning, when war started, I think that very important to communicate with European society, because I think that after 1-3 months, everybody tried to hear about war because it's some noise. And we tried to knock on the doors of the heart people, says, sorry, war continue. And now Ukraine defend Europe. It's not just defend ourselves, our country. Because real, just one army can resist against Putin in conventional war. Because in Europe, you know, I read this interview with Bundeswehr, leader of Bundeswehr. He said, European army can resist during 2-3 weeks. We have not enough, conventional and new kind of, new type of war with these drones, this technology, not ready. We have not enough drones, we have not enough staff who can work with drones. We cannot do mobilization because it's democracy and we cannot. That is why you are not ready. It's real. Just Poland maybe try to do something, Poland. Maybe it's just one country, but quantity of troops maybe 200,000. In Poland. Russia, if, for example, Russia occupied Ukraine, he, of course, mobilize men in Ukraine, and it will be army 1 million with technology drones, which we have, and so on. In this case, Europe have no chance. Nothing, absolutely. With United States, United States also just they have this nuclear weapon, but nuclear weapon it's destroyed all humanity.
Military war is understandable, but I read your interview with you in a theater magazine in Latvia, and where you said that Ukrainian culture is being used as a tool, as a weapon these times. So, and you said that the culture is an essential tool.
Yes, of course. Russia very Ukrainian use, and Russia use culture as very serious weapon, instrument to influence the European and world society. It's very serious and technology how they work with theater, literature,
cinema.
No, cinema not so strong, but music, literature. No, you have this term. Великая русская культура, great Russian culture. No, nobody say great Latvian culture or great German culture.
You say it.
No, maybe you say it, but you have not this in... in Europe, for example, this sentiment about Russian culture, it's crazy. It's real crazy. For example, when I, typically when I drive my car, I listen to French music. It's music, classical music, Radiostanshchin. And maybe 20-25% it's a Russian composer. I ask French journalists, why so strange proportion? Because, you see, it's not Italian, not German, not French, sorry. It's 25%. Every day I hear Шостакович, Стравинский, Рахманинов, Чайковский, Муцарский, and so on. He said, no, it's impossible. I said, impossible, не impossible, why? And he said, after that, a few months later, we meet, and he said, maybe half part of the reduction of French music, it's people who did career with Russian music. Why they decided to do this career? Because it's very simple. Russia organized conference about Russian music, and 2 times more money for when they do some speech in this, they give propose 5-star hotel or 4-star hotel, not 3-star as typical German, about German music. And they receive this decided to do this career in this direction, in this also Russian art, Russian theater, Russian ballet, Russian. And after that, if you all your life working with this direction, with this, and of course it's your, it's in this case, it's formation of useful ideas. And one very, very important theater critic in France, she said to me, just now, when we, first time I meet with, after the beginning of the war, we know each other, many years, but after the beginning of the big war, she said, but Russian culture is strong. Okay, just in 2023, she said, I understand that all my life I walk in this narrative, great Russian culture. Just now, it's some, and it slowly destroyed these myths about great Russian culture. Because how it's working? It's very simple, because you receive some sentiment, yes? You hear this fabulous music or something else. I don't say that it's bad composer, no. It's real.
I would ask about Shostakovich or something like that. Yeah.
Yes, I like Shostakovich, but how you, if you little bit understand the real life of Shostakovich, this compromise, this tragedy, his own life with regime, Stalin regime. Mm-hmm. Also life Rachmaninoff, Stravinsky, who have to leave Russia, Soviet Union. It's strategy. Mm-hmm. But Russia privatized this, and they say Stravinsky, Rachmaninoff, it's our composer.
Like, for example, Shostakovich also includes this tragedy in music.
Yes, but you see, if you understand is this anthropology of evil, because it's real when you read all literature, Russian literature, all, it's literature about unnecessary people, unnecessary. From the Evgeny Onegin, Pushkin, unnecessary, Pechorin, Lermontov, all Dostoevsky, absolutely, all Chekhov, absolutely, all Tolstoy, absolutely, all literature 20th century, Platonov, unnecessary people, unnecessary some self, unnecessary society, unnecessary state. And it's a real cognitive dissonance. If you, in your school, learn Dostoevsky, Raskolnikov, and it's hero, it's the case, how, and nobody say about, it's terrible thing, he killed old woman, and he killed not normal, but pregnant sister. And what he's thinking, what it's, and it's very, and but is this his case? It's so terrible because it's real anthropology evil. Diables, this novel, big novel, so he describes some marginal group of revolutionaries in Russia.
But do this kind of mindset or this kind of values could not change so rapidly? It could not happen in, a war, see, in Russia, 1 year and also not in one generation.
Yes, because it's also, all history of Russia repeat once more the same case. From the Ivan Grozny, Peter I, we read the, because I'm also studying Soviet Union, yes, and I read the version of history of, this propaganda history of Soviet Union. After that, of course, very huge influence of Russian version. Also in Ukraine, and I was born in Russia, and just maybe 15 years ago, I understood that my family, my grandfather and my both lines, mother and father, departed from Ukraine in the this time of collectivization to Far East. And it's real, I'm Ну, Ukraine, русифицированный Ukraine, yes. And all time, I think, in the real, this my education was Russian education. This narrative. And just few years ago, I work a lot with Dostoevsky, Tolstoy, Chekhov, of course, I love it. My favorite writer was Dostoevsky.
But the question is, you are also moving back to Ukraine also to make a theater there. And
Because my theater continue work. It's a private theater, yes. Real independent theater.
Now, but the question is, what kind of theater is it possible during the war? It's always...
In Ukraine, theater is so popular, it's impossible to buy tickets.
Could you explain why?
Because for people, it's too, I think, just my idea, that first one, you can be together and receive another energy than this terrible energy of alarm and so on. You can be together with art, and it's very important. Now it's some...
Things that there's some normal life somewhere.
But it's one side is entertainment, of course. Another time, some directors and some artists, composer and cinema directors did very strong and very powerful works, reflection about war. And in this case, I think it's both direction. One, it's a little bit... forgot about, about what happened around. 2 hours be in some peaceful wall. Another may be more understandable through the heart, analyze situation and receive some distance. Because when you're inside and you have not possibility or real analyze what happened, through the art, through the performance, through the, some pictures, some installation. For example, in Kyiv now, every year was 4 or 5 book festival. A line to go to this festival, 2.5 hours. Line people want to be in this festival.
People started to read books.
Continue. It's very. It's also some ritual. You see, they and also president and this premier minister and so on was in the open Knyazkovo Arsenal. It was 1 week ago. Next will be in autumn. It's not Knyazkovo Arsenal, but we have four big forum in Kyiv, just Kyiv, and all time it's. Approximately 50,000-70,000 people, visitors, and they pay money. It's not just free. They pay money to go, but they feel we are together. The values. Sometimes buy books, not read, but it's very important, some ritual. I buy a lot of read, of course. Mm.
But it's fictional. It's, of course, we could talk about the necessity for some way of escapism.
No, it's not just fiction. It's non-fiction literature, very popular. It's not just fiction. No. Yeah. Not escapism. Okay. Of course, some part, of course, escapism. I agree with you.
But I also read an interview, it's very well known. I talk with many documentary filmmakers that the war in Ukraine is the most documented war in the world history. It was also your words. And basically everything is recorded and mostly everything is fixed. And question is, what is possible to do with these documents, with these memories, which are fixed this way? What do you think, which is...
You see, it can be a different way. Of course, serious work and our documentary directors who did. I think they did so great and so important work because it's necessary to record, after that to select, after that do montage and propose some message. What do you want to say? Not just fixate. You have to say something, not just fixate. Another, and because when a lot of these documentary cameras fixate, it's in one moment stays the noise, because you receive a lot of cadres with killed, with destroyed building, every day. And that is why it's noise, it's statistic. When you can concentrate what did Chernov, a few documentary directors, I know maybe everybody, I think they are very strong people. They go to the front line. It's real dangerous. They meet with real death, and also not so simple. Of course, not so simple. From my theater, two guys died on the front, and now in front, four artists now in front from my theater.
But are you thinking also what will be the situation after war?
It's also a very serious
what
question
you, what
about...
What we will do with these memories from that?
I don't know.
Because when we remember what happened after First World War, when we remember situation after Second World War. I once met a Hungarian writer, Imre Kertész, who told that the literature about Holocaust came out only 20, 30 years after...
It's discussion. What you can do, because I know some soldiers who write some fabulous lyric, who write some short novels, and I think it's so important. At the same time, I said in the interview, describe what we did, memorial complex in Zaporizhzhia. It was very serious discussion, because also some people have thinking that it's possible after war, but in the same time I spoke with mothers or wives or soldiers who died. And they say, okay, maybe we cannot wait so long. Nobody don't know when this war ended. But we must have this place where we can meet, not just... And if we receive not just sad, but some believing in this place, it's very important. I think it's, of course, everything... Now in Ukraine, it's a real PTSR, post-traumatic syndrome.
Already started?
Already, because all people who every night, it's not so easy, and because, for example, if you have some child.
But what do you describe as this moment as a normal life like in Kyiv?
You see, it's if you walk in theater or some cafe, it's full, theater full, concert hall, it's full. But at the same time, every day you have this alarm. Every day you have this air fighters between the against these drones and ballistic missiles. And it's not so simple. It's very, very difficult to understand how you're feeling inside. Because it's real. Your sky, it's fire. If, for example, you have child, would you go to find some shelter every night? You are ready. You are not ready. Because it's, you have to walk, wake up morning, continue to walk to do. Children go to school. And your solution, every night, you hear this explorer. It's very difficult to describe. And when, for example, Kyiv, one level, Kherson, Zaporizhia, Kharkiv now, it's very terrible story, because every day we're bombed, because it's close, broad, and the front line.
But how do you see this war could end?
For me, it's real scenic situation from West Europe and United States, because this fucking business as usual, continuing to buy gas or petrol from Russia and give money to continue to develop this military. It's so suicide politic, for me, suicide for European-American politic. Because, fuck you, it's cannibal. And if you're thinking that he stopped in Ukraine, it's crazy. It's why? Why if nobody says stop? He said, stop.
But you live already 3 years in Europe, in France.
Yes, and every time we knock on doors, say, and all time I say, you French people, are you really ready to defend your own country if Russian troops will be here? One said, are you ready to defend your country, your house, your city, if your right radicals will be in your street? And will be fight, because if will be right radicals, of course, this migration will be also Islam radicals. And you will be in hell, because it will be a real fight in your street. It's very narrow now situation in Germany and France. Between this stability, because of course you see now for me it's a little bit.
Europe is also only hope, I would say, in this current situation.
For me, it's remember when 2021st, beginning 22. Of course, we know that Russian troops around Ukraine and everybody, the United States say it will be war. But you think, how it's possible? Possible bombed Kyiv, possible bombed all Ukraine, rockets and so on, tanks on the streets. No, it's impossible. We're thinking. Mm. And when I wake up 24th of February and hear the explorer close my house, think, bomb destroyed. All destroyed. Russia opened Pandora box. Pandora box, it's destroyed all rules.
And Pandora box not only towards Ukraine?
No, it's around the world, because it's example. It's a case when this dictator can be, because if you see how Kim Jong-un in North Korea, before we're thinking, what is it? Some strange country with strange, stupid guy in the leader, in this family, mm-hmm. Kim. But now he give weapons to Russia. He developed the nuclear weapon. China, Comrade Xi. It's also Iran, radical Islam. It's a real voice of evil, a real build. And these right radicals in Europe, this continue a os evil os. Also Trump. Now he between, when he did this crazy situation in this cabinet with Zelensky, when he said that Zelensky dictator, he said that Putin good guy, he understand Putin. What is
but it? I would say that I heard a discussion with actor Robert De Niro in Cannes Film Festival, where he said, everybody from us now who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. And we must stay at the good guy's side strongly all time, because everybody understands who is who.
No, it's a mistake. Because for Trump, good guy, De Niro, of course, he understood. But Trump, Putin, super guy. And I think if you ask AfD, this alternative for Deutschland, they say no, Zelensky, no good. Putin, great.
Okay, but for us, let's talk a little bit about Zelensky. When the war began, many did not understand how an actor Volodymyr Zelensky could lead the country in wartime. Now, after 3 years during which he has maintained Ukrainian positions, can we say that the fact that he is an actor has been significant, that exactly this helped?
I think it's not important profession. It's important human...
Nothing to do with theater.
No, because he's not playing. Because when... Sometimes it gives possibility be more control himself when it's stress situation. Because you have these skills. But different what situation with Zelensky, because he every time say true. It's not diplomatic story. When normal diplomatic say one, thinking two, doing third, and never nobody know what real situation. It's position. Ukraine and Zelensky very clear. He repeat the same position from the beginning of the war. But also the same situation with Putin. He repeat the same position from the 2014. But no, from the beginning of the war, he repeats the same story. Ukraine never, Ukrainian nationality no, language no, culture no, and identity no.
When you left Ukraine, you also probably worked before with some Russia opposition people. You met probably them, because many Russia opposition people also left Russia after war.
No.
But my question is, why this opposition does not work? We don't hear these voices.
You see, first one, Russian opposition ended in Ukrainian question. Because they, maybe most of the Russian people have this imperialistical idea. Don't like, for example, Putin, but in the same time...
Don't support Ukraine, yeah.
Not support Ukraine, but they say, okay, of course, it's independent, but where's the same people, little bit different language, the same culture, the same history. They say this one, and this imperialistical, maybe, I feel this one. That is why I not communicate real with Russian people after the start big war. Last time I visited Russia, it's the spring 2014, after annexion of Crimea and started this Donbass story. And in one moment, I understood it's impossible. I cannot speak, and I decided never. I learned in GITIS. I had a lot of friends in St. Petersburg and Moscow, but after that I cut all. I think it was idea if we through the art tried to mobilize and think, no, it's impossible. Now Russia, of course, some people heroes in Russia, some people, but it's 0.001. Mm. It's just 1 to 10 people.
Mm. Okay, but when you think about the future, in what way you think?
Oh, of course, I have be optimist. That is why I think we have do everything how we can defend our future. Of course,
Ukrainians become strongest military, strongest
not about military
society in Europe.
Not just military. It's of course military because we have possibility defend. Mm-hmm. But it's another more responsible thinking about values, about freedom and about democracy. Because democracy, if without real understandable, Hitler wins the election. Putin real can win the election in Russia if they do now election. He win, it will be 80%, maybe 85%. The same situation, Mussolini, Stalin, everybody loved Stalin, well, maybe 5% not love. Dictatura very, very quickly destroyed democracy. And people, most people, conformism. And about art, very, very, well, at the beginning of war, a lot of think about movie Mephisto, István Csaba, Hungarian movie. Role of artist in this building and how it's working in Russia, for example, when during 2000, when Medvedev was president, he gave some possibility for independent artists in theater and so on. They feel so strong. And after that, you have seen some things. You agree with situation with the beginning. Georgia, 2008. After that, 2014, it's, I agree with Crimea. It's just, and it's slowly, step by step. After that, if you say, I don't agree, who are you?
But when you say hope, I've read this interview in theater magazines that five women, you know, have given birth to in last 6 months.
So sorry, I don't understand this.
So that there was this interview you're telling about your, I don't know, heroes of your life, and you told about that five women that you know that they had a childbirth.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. I said about this, and I think it's,
it means that
life continues.
Yeah.
And it's important. Of course, I ask them, why so little bit strange solution? In Ukraine, not in Europe, not in the... But see, we have to live. We have to believe. Maybe one point. And now it's one side. If you're inside...
But to believe in what? In common sense?
You believe that we win, the normal life continue. Of course, it's very difficult. And that is why I think the moment when people visit in Kyiv, in Ukraine, in festivals, in the theater, exhibitions, concerts, it's more stronger. Life continue. We have to live.
Yeah, as Robert De Niro said, we all know who are the good guys. And
I believe, yes. It's not so simple. Of course, sometimes it's thinking, fuck, what is it, why necessary to kill so much people? Why necessary to destroy life? A lot of people who build their life, their families, now millions of Ukrainians abroad. Somebody say, oh, they're so happy in... I know what is it, happy immigration. I never wanted to be in immigration. My sister in the United States, she lived more than maybe 30 years, long time ago. A few times visited and it's not my story.
Thank you.
You're welcome.